Scott with SJWellfire.com. Final Days Report, episode 329. In this VCast, I want to talk about how the moon is turning red, according to NASA, and they don't know why. This is an end of days marker. And also, we're going to cover in this VCast how NASA, they're shooting more missiles, more rockets at the moon, at the eclipse on April 8th. And you won't believe the satanic god that they're naming these rockets, this operation, Beyond Wicked. And that parlays into the 3 days of mainstream news warnings after the eclipse that just so happens to be Crowley's satanic ritual dates. My understanding also is CERN is going to run during the eclipse. And again, many, many people have covered the amazing warnings behind this eclipse on how it's almost mathematically impossible to happen. It's very, very rare. And where it's actually going through towns of Nineveh, I'm going to take a little bit different stance within this Watchmen VCast. The first story, the reason why I'm doing this, is the moon is rusting and researchers want to know why. This is from NASA.gov. And they use the word hematite, which is a Greek word, blood-like. So the moon is turning blood-like. And it fits the end of days marker and warning from the word of God. Now, I think this is a slow process. This is a bit older of an article from 2020. But let's read Acts 2:20. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and notable day of the Lord. Joel chapter 2, verse 31. The sun shall be turned into darkness, the moon into blood before the great and terrible day of the Lord. It's a great day if you're saved. It's a terrible day if you're not. Revelation chapter 6, verses 12 through 14. And I beheld when he had opened up the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood. In Matthew 24, 29. Read Matthew 24, 29. After the tribulation, that's when the rapture happens. In our ministry's point of view, Jesus doesn't come back like a yo-yo. He comes back for his bride one time. Read the parable of the wheat and the tares. But immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of heaven shall be shaken. So what did they know, my friends? Because the moon is an obsession for them. This actually parlays the next story I want to cover, more missiles targeting the moon. Why NASA will fire three rockets at the eclipse. This is from Forbes magazine. And this is from the article, Serpent Deity was the headline. The space agency's project, Atmospheric Perturbations Around the Eclipse Path, will investigate how that drop in sunlight and temperature affects Earth's upper atmosphere. So they're saying they're doing this under the name of science. APEP is named after the serpent deity from ancient Egyptian mythology, nemesis of sun deity Ra, according to NASA. Why are they naming these rockets APEP? And what does APEP mean? A little bit deeper. APEP, also known as Apophis in Greek, is a deity from ancient Egyptian mythology. He is often depicted as a colossal serpent and represents the forces of chaos, darkness, and destruction. APEP was seen as the greatest enemy of Ra, the sun god, who is the bringer of light and upholder of Maat, order, truth, false truth. The battles between Apep and Ra symbolize the eternal struggle between order and chaos, light and darkness. Does this sound like order out of chaos? Remember, our ministry talks about how Satan's being exposed, the darkness is being exposed for Lucifer, false light, on just about everything. So the Antichrist will be Luciferian, will be false light. If it were possible, even the elect would be deceived. The deception is going to be so great. This monstrous serpent was thought to reside in Duat, the Egyptian underworld. The defeat of Apep ensured the sun would rise, bringing light, warmth, and life to the world. Thus, Apep was integral to the ancient Egyptian understanding of the universe and the cyclical nature of time and existence. All of this screams Freemasonry and also Kabbalah witchcraft. It screams it. They own both sides, right? Dark and light. And I think the reason why they're shooting rockets at the moon, especially if this ends up hitting the moon like others have, it reminds me of the Tower of Babel. There have been some researchers that claim they have found the actual existence of the Tower of Babel, this amazing structure. Go to Final Days Report episode 260, Missiles Hitting the Moon, Why the Lord Gave Me a Dream that They Were Shooting Missiles at the Moon. Check that VCast out. I mean, it is over the top. They're not telling us the truth about the moon, my friends. That we know for sure. All right, let's get into the eclipse. They're priming potentially for a false flag, maybe to bring in the WHO total control before that upcoming vote, before that upcoming agreement timeframe of May 6th, I think it is. Folks, we're dealing with this perfect storm, order out of chaos. Let's bring in how the mainstream news is creating fear. And I think some of this might be good advice. The first headline I want to read is from Newsweek. Map shows warnings for people to stock up on food ahead of the solar eclipse. You should be stocked up on food and seeds anyway, right? Joseph actually stored up food knowing that there was going to be famine in the land. From the Daily Mail, April's solar eclipse could cause widespread cell phone disruptions for millions of Americans, officials warn. This just reminds me, they'll probably just shut down the internet to bring in this antichrist system. Maybe they'll even say terrorists did it, Russia did it, for this one world government to bring in ID 2020 that we always talk about, right? All right, the next headline, solar eclipse could cause mass chaos at hundreds of airports for days in April, FAA warns. Really? Why? Why, my friends? Because here's where it gets wicked. Here's where it gets to be an occult symbol. And again, I do think God warns us of these signs, but Lucifer's the gray copycat, right? He's going to take this warning into bring in false light. So let's read it from Aleister Crowley, who is a prominent Satanist, right? The wickedest man in the world. Ceremonial magician of the early 20th century associated the letter X with various aspects of his philosophical and mystical systems, including when he placed an X within a circle, he associated the letter X with the mark of the beast. So you can see the 2017 and 2024 X through the United States. You also need to think about disease X, Twitter named X, Xing out the United States. There's so many X's that all of a sudden are popping up. So I thought this was an interesting insight from Warning His People number 2. It's a Telegram account, and I just want to read his post. Was listening to a former occultist follower of Aleister Crowley explain that he used to belong to the OTO and the Thelema Society, as Crowley's followers do, and he wanted to warn Christians that April 8th through 10th every year is Crowley's proclaimed ritual days when they perform satanic rituals worldwide. Now, the solar eclipse happening on the same day, April 8th, we have an influx of Crowley's followers using these three sacred days to do their rituals in combination with the eclipse, which they view as a chance to channel deeper demonic powers from. The combination of Crowley's yearly ritual dates of April 8th through the 10th, plus the solar eclipse at the same time, is extremely significant in the world of the occult. So he goes on to say that he actually verified this on their website, on the OTO website. So we need to pray and fast, obviously, to repent as a warning sign from God, but we also need to pray that the satanic holiday, all their rituals turn back on their heads, and that the evil that they're trying to bring in is stopped, unless it's God's time frame. And God ultimately is in control. So we can't fear any of this, my friends, but we can prepare and we can get our spiritual house in order. I found this interesting from ABC News. Explosive devil comet returns for the first time in 71 years during the April 8th eclipse. They're telling you, the devil's being released, my friends. The seals, if you follow our ministry the last 3 years, seal one in our ministry's point of view has been open, but they're going to do it in waves. The spirit taking control with a bow's toxin, as the days of Noah devil juice. They're defiling the human genome. They want you to hook you up to this hive mind. AI, artificial intelligence run by quantum computers that speak to other dimensions, according to the inventor of that technology, is the fake God. The Antichrist will have a fake resurrection. They've already talked about how brain cells can actually be linked to quantum computers to amp up its power. 6G, 5G is the fake Holy Ghost. I mean, you can't make this stuff up, right? And again, there are many videos that are out there about this eclipse on how rare this is in the cities that it goes through. I mean, that's the ultimate joke on the Satanists that God is in control. All right, next I want to play a video from WFF News, her TikTok channel, and what's crazy is she's talking about a division of chemical, biological, nuclear experts will be on site. Is this going to be a false flag? And again, I go back to, let's say people get very, very sick with some sort of bioweapon release, and it could just be nanotech activated by a frequency. Then it's prime for the WHO to take control of the next pandemic that is disease X. Problem, reaction, solution, false light. The solution, people will beg for it, especially if this is an Ebola type of event. Weaponized Ebola, I can see the headline now. Stay away from the eclipse. She's going to also talk about military on the streets, but let's roll it.
This is getting wild. The National Guard is going to be here now for the solar eclipse. This article today was released in an Oklahoma newspaper saying that they will have guardsmen present in McCurtain County for the solar eclipse. But things get much weirder. The 22 members of an elite chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear unit will be housed in Broken Bow, in addition to 110 to 150 Oklahoma Highway Patrol troopers. They're also urging residents to stock up with 1 to 2 weeks of food in advance of the event and to have full fuel tanks. They're also saying that it's likely that communication facilities could be overloaded, possibly making it difficult to make cell phone calls. Similar warnings are going out in different states, including Noblesville Fire Department in Texas. And apparently schools are canceled this day, and people are going on Twitter writing statements like this. Something strange is definitely happening.
Folks are telling us of the destruction. And JWTV actually had a police officer who had a meeting with Homeland Security, I'm not going to play the video, warning that there was going to be a terror bio attack that they're worried about. And my big thing here is we've covered this with two or three different podcasts, Final Days Report, episode 147, and also nanotech and EMF death weapon evidence, where the nanotech in us, they can activate and make us very, very sick. Check those two podcasts out. So if people actually go to this event, and then they hit the people with some sort of frequency and they get very, very sick. I mean, it could very, very easily be a likely scenario. Then the bio attack will morph and travel as people travel back home. Then they can actually enact the nanotech in you wherever you are and have this flow that seems natural to whatever bioweapon they potentially so-called release. But I just thought it was interesting. He also covers about warning the people acting animalistic. And we've covered the Amazon terms of service with zombie-like behavior and the CDC warning about zombies, the military practicing against zombies. There's something about zombies, my friends. Todd Callender, the lawyer trying to help military with the sickness in the lawsuits with As the Days of Noah Devil Juice, has warned that this technology can actually create zombie-like activity when hit with a certain frequency. Is that what they're planning? I don't know. But let's summarize. Many people have covered that signs in the heaven are watchmen signs. There's a ton of great information out there. I wanted to take a little bit of a different angle on how NASA is saying the moon is turning red, blood-like. That matches scripture as an end of days warning. NASA and other countries continuously are shooting rockets, missiles at the moon. I'm curious if they will hit the moon. And I don't think they're telling us what the moon really is. It reminds me of the Tower of Babel that Rob Skiba, actually, before he passed, talked about how they think they found the actual Tower of Babel foundation that was huge, building up to the sky. What, were they going to space? Were they trying to go to the moon? What were they trying to do, my friends? And then we just have all of this occult connection with the missiles, with APEP, with Aleister Crowley. We need to pray and fast that their evil turns to good, my friends. Get your house in order. Be a bride of Christ. Make sure your oil is full. Thank you for your support, and God bless. Thank you.